859-9231. We are kicking off hour number two of the Wednesday show. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
The number again, toll free, 1-800-259-9231. Bring up whatever's on your mind. On the way this hour, Deborah LaFave. She's 25 years old. She had sex with one of her middle school students. And, well, her case has been thrown out. We'll give you the details, and we'll compare her case to a case of a male teacher that had sex with one of his female students. And we'll see if there's a double standard there. Gee, you think? Also, a study has been done on American children and their media consumption habits in relation to how they're getting information on sex. Plus, this is sort of like a sexually charged hour. Cops.
Oh, yeah.
Cops have strip searched a 15-year-old girl.
Oh, my.
On the side of the road.
Oh.
That's not the type of sex story I want to cover.
Yeah, that, and Manwich, you had, what did you got? You had something about a cross-dresser?
I got a cross-dressing prom student
so,
guy.
All that and more. Of course, your calls, 800-259-9231. Let's jump in with the phones first, though, because it is the show about your calls. And let's go to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Dave.
I have a piece of good news today.
Oh, boy, we like
it's
to blend it.
It's a couple weeks late, but the very first Free Stater bill ever submitted before the New Hampshire House of Representatives was signed by the governor this month.
Really? What was the bill?
It's called the Homeschool Paperwork Reduction Act.
Hmm. What's that? What does it do exactly?
It reduces the amount of regulation on homeschoolers by about one-third.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Specifically, by that, I mean what they do is they don't require you to report your curriculum to the school district they used to.
Huh. So what? I mean, what hoops do they have to jump through? Do you know, Dave? I don't know if you know this too well, but
no, I'm not a homeschooler, and I don't know all the details on the exactly what hoops they all have to jump through. I do know that New Hampshire law was considered, I think, really no better than average in terms of homeschooling.
Right.
From a pro-liberty standpoint, now we're probably above average.
Well, now I find that interesting because the governor of the state is a Democrat, and typically, I mean, again, we're being generic, very generic here, but typically the Democrats are big fans of government schooling, and they view homeschoolers as a threat. They view them as a threat to the system, and I'm shocked that he would sign a bill that would go against the system in this case.
Well, it's difficult for a New Hampshire Democrat to get too authoritarian. You know, he's probably more like a Republican in other states.
Well,
maybe not him personally, but the way he has to govern in order to stay in office makes him makes him act like a Republican in other states would.
I see. Well, it probably wouldn't hurt to shoot him an email or a phone call, and you know, the Free Staters that care about this issue, thank him for doing that.
You know, that's a good thought. We probably should.
Now, Dave, what are you guys doing to get ready for Porkfest?
Oh, I haven't even thought about Porkfest yet.
That's not his job.
You know what I'm kind of excited about, though, is I think I'm going to buy a booth this year or rent a booth or whatever and sell stuff. Because the longer I've been here, I'm not really much of a business person. I've always been more of an employee. Mm-hmm. But I keep running into things that if you just buy something and you know that Free Staters like it, you always find somebody to sell it to. And the perfect place to sell it is going to be Porkfest. So I think I'm going to make money off of Porkfest.
There you go. Getting a little entrepreneurial mindset.
Yeah.
That was a good idea, Dave.
And flags, New Hampshire flags, gold, silver, it would fly off the table.
Hey, do you have anything else on your mind tonight?
Nothing off the top of my head.
Dave, we appreciate the update,
man. I'll be back in touch.
Thank you, sir. 800-259-9231. I think it's important to encourage the politicians when they do something of a pro-liberty nature. I mean, even if they are generally not so pro-liberty, pat them on the head. Give them a little notice.
Sure.
Say, hey, buddy, thanks for doing that. Now keep doing it.
Yeah. They do like that that sort of attention.
Exactly. 800-259-9231. Sort of like us encouraging our listeners to call their local talk stations. And you can go and get more information on that at local.freetalklive.com on how that whole process works, because we want to let them know that, well, if they don't carry the show, to carry the show. And if they do carry the show, call them and thank them. You know, people appreciate being appreciated.
I wanted to let people know what the Pork Fest was since we were talking about it.
Good idea. Thank you.
Pork Fest is 06 is the third annual Free State Project gathering in New Hampshire. It's open to anyone interested in freedom or the Free State Project. It's from June 23rd through July the 1st, and it's for the week. It's a weekend of scheduled events and speakers, and then there's another week where there's a little bit going on.
The weekday stuff is just more of like an exploratory thing for people that are coming into the state just to sort of get their feet wet, so to speak. And we've never been, actually, Manwich. We're hoping to get there in time for it this year. We're planning on moving the show up to New Hampshire sometime this summer, so hopefully we'll be there before that.
Now, where in New Hampshire is this Orgy of Freedom taking place?
Rogers Campground, and I believe that's near Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Yeah,
and, there's directions at freestateproject.org.
There you go. And by the way, we are sponsored by the Free State Project. It is your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free, 888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. Speaking of the Second American Revolution, earlier today on hammeroftruth.com, there was a post that was just sort of a compilation of quotes from conservative authors, from people that are featured on prominent conservative websites around the world, commenting on the Bush situation and how the Republicans just seem to love spending money. And one of them made the point that during the Reagan administration, the debt was $2.8 trillion. Now the entire federal budget is $2.8 trillion, and the debt's all, you know, the ceiling's up to $9 trillion. And so he's just sort of was registering the fact that maybe some of these conservatives, these prominent conservatives, are getting a little bit sick and tired of the spending habits of the people that they put into office. And I thought it was pretty interesting stuff.
The Republicans aren't acting very conservative now that they have the have Washington.
Well, what was most interesting was the last quote that he included. And, gosh, I don't remember who it was from, but essentially it suggested that, well, here it is, from Cal Thomas, maybe it's time for a strong third party, or failing that, another revolution.
Wow.
So some pundit of some sort has actually come out with that suggestion.
Now, the thing is they've legislated as hard as they could against third parties. Ross Perot
right.
and before that Anderson scared the crap out of them. They don't want it. The Republicans and Democrats do not want to see a third party succeed.
They set up the debates so it's virtually impossible for a third party to get in. The media pretty
Getting
much
on the
ignores
ballots.
Them.
Very difficult.
Ballot access is a nightmare.
Even if you do get on the ballot in some states, each third party is just listed as independent.
Right.
And now there's a legislation in play that will basically keep third parties from being able to take on money from private donors, that they'll have to get all their money from
it
the...
It hasn't passed yet.
No, it's
but
just
yes,
in play.
Government funding of campaigns with huge barriers for third parties. So I kind of think, you know, I'd like to see third parties have a shot, and I think they might have a shot in New Hampshire. I think they might still have a shot at the local level. But really, it seems like revolution is where we're going towards.
I don't like it. But
I don't either.
I can't see me voting Democrat. I hate what the Republican Party's turned into.
Yep.
What am I supposed to do?
I don't know. Let's go to the phones, though. Let's talk to Dave in Montana. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. I'd say join the Free State Project, but you've already done that.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Dave, what's up?
Nobody vote. That'd be a good way of telling them we don't like what's going on. Nobody show up on voting day. I wonder what they would do.
Well, you know, the thing is there very, very few Americans vote now anyway. Of the registered voters, something like 20 to 50% turnout in a given year, and the registered people aren't anywhere near half of the citizenry.
I've heard they're over half now.
Or you just could vote anything but Democrat and Republican, vote for anything on the ticket besides Democrat.
That's pretty much what I'll do in that case. I mean, if there's a Libertarian, I will vote for the Libertarian. If it's a Democrat and a Republican, I won't vote.
Right.
If there's a write-in write-in box, I'll write in Donald Duck or Mickey Mouse or something
right.
like
yeah.
that.
Yeah,
I called in about the equality of women.
Oh, equality of women. All right, we're going to hang on to you then, David.
Yeah.
Hold on, 800-259-9231. Women and equality. It's an issue that is, I don't think, remedied quite yet. So we'll explore it coming up. You take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want, like David's going to. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else, there's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Wednesday edition of the show. Inside hour number two, you take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever it is that you want. Still to come here, we've got some, well, sex-related issues. Statutory rape. We're going to talk about the Deborah LaFave case. Also, teens and where they get their information about sex.
Oh, boy.
Plus a girl who was a teenage girl who was strip-searched by the police on the side of the road. We'll give you those details. And a story about a cross-dresser. but let's go to the phones first. Let's go back to David in Montana. Dave, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
I was going to talk about that case about the lady going after the student boy there.
Oh, Deborah LaFave.
Yeah, and if a guy were to do that to a girl student, they'd hang him, you know?
Well, virtually, yeah. These cases happen all the time.
But
and
I was raised to treat women with respect and a little better than I would treat a dude, you know? And
sure.
I think equality of woman is kind of being used as a weapon against men, kind of like, I think.
What do you mean?
It's, you know, they control of the family, she wants me to treat her good and equal and everything, but they don't treat, like, say, I sneak one by the goalie, I'm in love with a woman, and she has, it got pregnant, you know, and then I say, well, I want the baby, she goes, well, no, I don't, I'm gonna kill our baby, you know, and I say, well, in an equal world, I'm not allowed to throw you down and put a baby into you. How come you could reach in and throw my baby away? See, I think if they want to stop abortion or whatever, but I don't think they do. I think it's part of, depopulation control, you know?
Wait, I'm not sure I understand what you're saying. Are you saying there's some sort of plot?
I think they're pushing abortion, you know, because right now nullification of parental permission.
I don't think anybody's pushing abortion at all.
Not pushing it, but they're a
who's they anyway?
Nullification of parental permission. You know, a 12-year-old, 14-year-old girl could go to the school and behind. And I think that's the same thing why they're accepting the homosexuality thing. Good, it's for depopulation because the.
I'm just not sure. Okay, I see where you're going and everything, but I'm not sure who is they exactly.
Well, people that are like the judicial system.
The powers that be, essentially.
Right, you know. They gave us a gay marriage.
Well, if that was true, why are there states passing laws against gay marriage?
Well, I don't care. I let them call it something else. You know, I want to judge them. If they want to do it, you can't stop people from doing it. I don't want to make abortion illegal, right? Because they're going to be killing themselves trying to get it anyway.
That's very sensible of you, Dave.
I know how to stop it, though.
How?
Treat women and men equal. You say, well, that's my baby. Just because the creator deemed woman the doorway to this existence doesn't give her the right to destroy my baby when that baby was made in love.
I think she's
got a point.
She could stick a sword through her belly if she wanted to. She always has the right to control her own body.
That's mentally retardation or something. That's craziness, you know?
Well, you can whine and complain all you want about whether or not she has the right. The fact is, she does. It's in her body, under her control.
Whether she has the right or not, she has the power.
I think
that's true.
I think what we need to point out here is the need for contracts, for sexual contracts, to address babies.
That's what I say. I say, hey, you want to fill this piece of paper out for
us?
And also, I think by the time everybody's 16 years old, that they should witness three births and be part of one birth, delivering a baby.
Because I've seen enough on TV. I don't want to see a birth in person.
I think women would be treated with more respect. Young kids wouldn't be promiscuous because they would see the outcome of it.
I see what you're saying, but I have to say I don't support forcing anybody to do anything, David.
Well, it'd be like part of the curriculum.
Oh, they could get like a college credit or a high school credit by going and watching three births.
Road trip to the maternity.
It'd be
board.
An option. You're saying it'd be an option.
Well, I think it should be mandatory. Because
wait a minute, David. When you say you think something should be mandatory, that means you're forcing people to do things.
All right. Well, this is a.
I think I have a healthy respect for women, and I love women, and I didn't have to go and watch people give birth to babies in order to come across.
It would
that.
Still be a great experience for people.
It would wake them up to the reality of it and about.
It would just
life
make me not like children anymore. I don't like babies as it is, and watching them cry and scream and be born would just make me like them even
more. It's a fine suggestion.
I think America needs more babies, kind of.
Really?
Right, but we're at like 1-to-1 right now. One dies, one's born, right?
Pretty much.
We need more Americans, more free people, more freedom. Because our forefathers told us when we get bigger, we need more freedom. And I see us going out spreading liberty here, but we're losing liberty.
Where are we spreading liberty to?
Well, like the president says yesterday on the TV, we're out there spreading liberty, but we're losing liberty at home like the Patriot Act.
Well, you know he's full of it, right? I mean, he's not spreading liberty. You
right.
don't spread
How
liberty.
How can he be spreading liberty when we're losing it here?
Well, right.
And like this term, no children left behind, right?
What he doesn't understand.
When do you say that? Is when you lost, when you got a get your wounded. It comes from no wounded left behind. It's when you got to skedaddle.
Well, because the government's education system is dismal and it's pathetic, and no government solutions are ever going to fix it.
A new government or something. The Patriot Act. They say I got to be a patriot to allow my freedoms to be let loose.
That's what they're saying. Yeah, that's what they're saying, and it is crazy. Dave, thanks for the call, man. Good one. Lots of good content there. 800-259-9231.
Yep.
He's a man with a lot of ideas. And in regards to spreading liberty around the world, you do not spread liberty by rolling tanks into a city. You don't spread liberty by putting barbed wire around a city. You don't spread liberty by dropping bombs. If you want to spread liberty, you set a good example. And this is something that our government and our fearless leaders in Washington, D.C. just don't understand.
I think that liberty is kind of like courage. You can't give somebody courage. They have to come up with courage on their own. The only way that
you can inspire them to be courageous.
But perhaps the president feels himself or thinks of himself as a Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, apparently he does, because he's going to give it to the cowardly Iraqis.
Right. If you want other people to have freedom, and gosh, I would love to see the entire world be free. I'd love to see a world without borders where everybody lived in liberty. I don't think it's going to happen in our lifetime, but the best way to get to that point is by being free in our own country, is by really cutting back on this government, getting back to liberty and freedom in America, and then showing the rest of the world that liberty really works. Showing the rest of the world that liberty is what makes us the most prosperous country, the best educated country. All of these things don't apply necessarily anymore because we've lost our liberties, as David was pointing out. But if we can get back to it, it'll all come back. The wealth will start to build again, and we will really just be the beacon of liberty to the world, mm-hmm. which is what the Statue of Liberty was all about. She told the world, look, come here. This is where you can, you're oppressed in your country. If you come here, you can live free. And it doesn't apply today. If you come to America, you have to fill out forms and paperwork and jump through hoops and over hurdles. And there's nothing free about it. If we can set an example to the rest of the world, then maybe they'll follow it. And that's all we can hope for. If they want to continue being despotic and oppressing others and fighting with each other, let them. It's their business, not ours. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At researchedherbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplements for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manuel.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the listener map, international map of listeners. Little digital pushpins there. You can go and get your own by going to map.freetalklive.com. Over 1,000 of our listeners have already done so. Map.freetalklive.com. Hey, by the way, our last caller, Dave from Montana, listening on KGEZ, he called in and he mentioned spreading freedom, which, of course, is total bunk. And I think he realized that. But we're not spreading freedom in Iraq. As a matter of fact, I've got a story for later, if we get to it, about how apparently there's an alleged another, well, sort of an Iraqi version of the My Lai massacre that has occurred, where our troops have gone in and killed innocent family people in Iraq, and it's a pretty sick story.
Bound to happen.
Yeah, well, we'll share it with you coming up a little bit later. 800-259-9231, but first we go to Tampa Bay, Florida, right nearby where we're doing the show.
Yep.
A young lady by the name of Deborah LaFave is who we're going to talk about. ABC News reporting Jeffrey Kaufman. The decision in the Deborah LaFave case raises the question, is there a double standard when it comes to having sex with teens? Exhibit 1, Deborah LaFave, the now notorious 25-year-old middle school teacher from Tampa, has agreed to plead guilty to two counts of lewd and lascivious battery for having sex with a 14-year-old male student almost 2 years ago. It was part of the plea deal her lawyer struck with prosecutors so she could avoid serving time in prison. Yesterday morning, a judge rejected that deal. It was the second deal that was put forth before the judge that included no jail time for Deborah LaFave. Then, yesterday afternoon, the prosecutor threw up his hands and dropped all the charges. So because the judge had rejected it twice, the prosecutor just said, screw it.
I'm done.
Yep. Drop charges. See you later. Exhibit 2, Dang Van Din. Earlier this month, the Orlando, Florida chemistry teacher was sentenced to 5 years in prison for having sex with a 15-year-old female student.
Mm.
Comparisons to cases like Van Din's seemed on the mind of Tampa Judge Hale Stancil this morning when he rejected the plea deal prosecutors had negotiated with LaFave. According to Judge Stancil, quote, accepting the proposed plea agreement would undermine the credibility of this court and the criminal justice system as a whole and would erode public confidence in our schools. So the judge wanted a harsher penalty for Ms. LaFave, but the prosecutor didn't want to give it up. The judge may have thought his actions would result in a tougher punishment. Instead, the case imploded. The boy at the center of this case, who's now 15 years old, has been reportedly overwhelmed by the media frenzy. His mother decided it would be too traumatic for him to testify against his former teacher. That left prosecutors with a much weakened case and few options. According to a chief assistant attorney, the court may be willing to risk the victim's well-being in this case in order to force it to trial, but I am not, is what he said when he dropped all of the charges. That's why they offered LaFave the plea deal that would have been sentenced to 3 years of house arrest followed by 7 years of probation. She accepted, but now even that mild rebuke is gone.
Mm.
It's almost certainly no coincidence that the woman at the center of this highly scrutinized case is an attractive 25-year-old blonde. Her exploits with the team have been fodder for shock jocks, tabloids, and late-night television.
Comedian, are we shock jocks?
Well, maybe. Borderline.
Whatever.
Well, comedian Jay Leno has joked about the case regularly, usually with a punchline like, where were these teachers when I was in school? As commentators have repeatedly noted, it's hard to imagine a comedian making similar statements in the case if the case involved the male teacher and the young female student.
Well, now that's true. It does that reflects the differences between young men and young women, though.
What can you explain?
Yeah, there's I think that there's more damage done if a male teacher has sex with a young male. A young female student, even more if it's a young male student. A young female student than if a female teacher were to have sex with a young male student.
Why?
Why do I think that?
Yeah.
Because I think that...
What, because girls don't want to have sex?
Because I think that healthy, natural female desires are to have sex with, you know, one guy in a committed relationship. If they're taken advantage of, it's a bad thing. Male, healthy male sexual desires are to have sex with as many women as possible, as often as possible. And because of those healthy desires, you've got a different sort of paradigm going.
What you're doing, man, which is just saying what is commonly regarded as how women feel about sex and how men feel about sex,
uh-huh.
when in reality there are plenty of women out there who just want to get it on all the time.
Absolutely there are.
And you don't think that there should be protections for the majority of girls?
I think that I think what you're also suggesting, Manwich, is that women are just a bunch of dum-dums, and that they can't handle the idea of having sex with another man at a young age. Oh, okay, it's okay for the 14-year-old boy to have sex.
Sure,
he can handle it. It's in his nature. He wants
to go.
Yeah, go for it, dude. He wants to have as much sex as possible. But oh, these teenage girls, boy, they don't know what they're getting into. They're being taken advantage of. You're acting as though they're just a bunch of clueless bimbos,
right.
And I think they absolutely know what they're doing.
Look, if you leave the average adult male alone with the average teenage girl, and the adult male is the a type of guy that would have sex with this teenage
uh-huh.
girl, he's going to be able to convince her in a period of time. It depends on the period of time and the situation.
I think
he's
it
going
depends
to be
on the girl too.
It does. It is contingent upon the character of the girl.
And I say it's going to damage the girl more times than not. And in far more cases, it's going to damage the girl than the guy. Of course she is. Who cares?
I have talked to my current girlfriend. She was telling
me... She's not an adult. She can't do it voluntarily.
Yes, she can do it voluntarily. They do it all of the time. As a matter of fact, my girlfriend was telling me about how when she was in high school and middle school, how promiscuous some of her friends were.
Sure.
And the fact that they initiated some things. And
sure.
These were decisions they were consciously making. They were able to make these decisions. Of course, if the guys had gotten in trouble...
Smoking crack is a conscious decision that people make. Do you think it's destructive?
I'm not arguing that it's not destructive,
okay.
Manwich.
I don't think sex is quite as harmful as smoking crack.
I'm not saying it is.
I just think
you have sex with enough people, it will kill you.
I just think that
sure.
you're not being fair to the women in this case, who are
who
are absolutely just as equal a part of this whole
I think
process.
That most women would call in and agree with me that women with healthy sexual desires want to have sex with, you know, they want to be in a committed relationship. And, perhaps step out now and then, but,
Well, wait a minute. Then why is it so healthy? If that's what's healthy for women... Can you explain why it's healthy for men to do the opposite?
Because we need to spread our seed far
and wide. No. That's not that has nothing to do with being healthy. That has something to do with instinct.
Right. And
don't confuse the two.
Following your instinct can be healthy.
No. Following your instinct can be deadly as well, depending on which instincts you're following. And I'd also like to point out that
you're married to this position because you don't believe in ages of consent. You want 4-year-olds to be able to fornicate with 40-year-olds. You wouldn't pass a law. Now tell me, would you put a man in jail for having sex with a 4-year-old that consented and their parents consented?
I would not put someone in jail because I don't want to pay for that. What I would do is I would ostracize that person, and I would encourage others to ostracize that individual as well.
That's a great deal of power you got there.
Ostracism is very powerful.
It would be in a tribal community, but not in a real world. Not when there's 300,000 people, 300 million people in
mm-hmm.
America.
Mm-hmm.
That's not powerful.
Well, I'm
do
sorry.
Do you know Deborah LaFave's face?
I do.
Could you pick it out of a lineup?
I don't know. Like she's going to face some problems over it. You've got a point.
I think his point is that if you publicize somebody enough, they'll become known across the nation as a child molester. Also, the other thing, and we're going to continue this, 800-259-9231, ladies, definitely want to hear from you on this, and guys as well. Is Manwich being unfair to women? Because I think you are. Because the other factor you're leaving out is physical maturity. Women age, they mature faster at a earlier age than men do. So to argue that guys can handle it while women, guys can handle teen sex while women can't, silliness. More coming back. Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
And now a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from STEM Enhance.
I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting STEM Enhance. Now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance crew, and STEM Enhance makes sure that more of them show up for work every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cause for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as a distributor of STEM Enhance. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again, 860-567-7744.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich. Join us online, freetalklive.com. The live streams are there. Broadband version of the show, dial-up version, both of them totally free. So take advantage of them. Freetalklive.com. We are talking about, well, teenage sexual antics. And specifically, someone who is an adult having sex with a teenager. And what brought this up was the Deborah LaFave case out of Tampa, a 25-year-old teacher. I think she was 23 or 22 at the time when the incident happened. I think she was 23. And she had sex with her 14-year-old student. And the charges have been dropped. The prosecutor threw up his hands and just dropped all the charges. The judge didn't want to accept the plea deals. So she's pretty much walking scot-free. Well, there is a matter of that she did plead guilty in the same case in a different county to two counts of lewd and lascivious battery in exchange for serving 3 years of house arrest followed by 7 years of probation. So she does have something to do in this case as in regards to a punishment. But it's nothing in comparison to what happens to male teachers that have sexual relations with their female students. So there's definitely a double standard there. And Manwich, you're here tonight defending that double standard.
I think there is. I think there's differences. Men and women and sex
you're
and what their thoughts are.
You think it's okay to have sex with a teenage boy, but you think it's damaging to have sex.
I think that Deborah
LaFave.
I like LaFave.
sure.
It looks like Brett Favre.
Whatever. Go ahead.
Anyway, he is a great man.
she is a flawed woman. But as far as the punishment goes, I don't think that this boy is, horribly affected by sex with her. I think he's horribly affected by having turned her in, but and the resulting media circus. Yeah. But I don't think that he's horribly affected by sex with his teacher.
I wonder if he turned her in, or if
it was
the word got to his mom somehow.
Yeah. It was his friends somehow, or something like that. But his friends were all involved.
He probably bragged about it.
Yeah,
he probably bragged about it.
They were along. Like, apparently, a friend was in the car while they humped in the back or something.
Yeah, that's right.
It was weird.
Yeah,
it's weird stuff.
Wasn't it his cousin who was driving?
I think so.
I can't tell you.
I think so.
Yowza.
Well, anyway, I think that you're not being fair to the women in this case. I think that you're acting as though
you're acting like men and women are precisely the same, and they're not.
No, they're not. I didn't say that for a moment. I didn't say that for a moment. They are different, for sure. However, as Jason has pointed out, there are plenty of women out there that seek out sex. There are plenty of women that seek sex with different partners and that aren't interested in a long-term, lasting relationship.
Would you call them the majority or the minority?
I couldn't say either.
Really? Well, that's pretty evasive. Because I would say that the majority of men would, if given the opportunity, have sex with many and multiple partners. And I would say the minority, like a small minority of women, would do the same. Now I'm not talking about if Bruce Willis comes to town or if we're talking about Fabio being available. I'm talking about just randoms. I mean, I have classifications for sex with women like, she'd be a one-timer. She's doable. You know, I have these terms.
Uh-huh.
I really don't think that happens with women.
Well,
of course
you don't know. You just don't.
They are the ones that have to bury. They are the ones that have to bear children. They are the ones that are more likely to catch sexual diseases. It makes perfectly good sense from an evolutionary standpoint that women would be more adverse to casual sex.
Sure, but
and all the polls indicate this.
But you're undermining women's capabilities to judge whether or not this particular
sexual
encounter.
I'm not undermining a 15-year-old because I say 15-year-olds don't have that ability when it comes to 25, 30-year-old men propositioning.
They don't have
them.
The ability to turn them down? Is that what you're saying?
They are certainly more pliable. Yeah, I can convince a 15-year-old girl to have sex with me much more easily than I could a 25-year-old.
Well, maybe so, but not all of them. And
not all of them, no.
To make blanket statements is unfair and to suggest...
And to release... and to
and
put teachers
really
amongst our students and the ones that,
is it your
fondle
fault,
and diddle the little girls and not punish them. I'm sorry. That's wrong.
Should Deborah LaFave have a more strict punishment here? What do you think?
I'm not moved by... Oh, it's more strict than nothing
than the
or
three,
more strict.
She's got 3 months of 3 years of probation and... Actually, she has
7 years of probation.
Thank you. Yeah, 3 years of house arrest, 7 years of probation. You think that's enough?
That's fine.
What about the other guy? What about the Dang Van Din, the Orlando teacher, the male, that had sex with his 15-year-old female student, and he's got 5 years in prison? Too much?
I don't know the specifics of the case, but it sounds like a good punishment to me.
Whoa, okay, so it's fine to only give Deborah LaFave what
she
got?
She's just screwed up.
Oh, I see. So he's a
predator.
Oh, really? Really? Well, now, wait a minute. Hasn't it crossed your mind for just a moment that both of these individuals, Deborah LaFave and Mr. Van Din, were both molested as children? They both had some sort of bizarre sexual behavior foisted upon them, and that they're both acting it out in the same way? Couldn't they both be wacky? Is that possible?
They both may very well be wacky. How about this?
You don't think it's possible she's a predator, too?
Here's the question. Now, check it out. A thief. You have a thief. He steals from a person who doesn't want to be stolen from. You have a thief that you're handing him something and he goes, "Give me mine." Now, which case is worse?
I think you're totally wrong about this. These girls know exactly what they're getting into.
You're welcome to think whatever you'd like.
They know exactly what they're getting
Congratulations.
Into.
Congratulations.
And I'm basing this based off of what I've had discussions with my girlfriend about this, and she has told me about her friends in the past. They absolutely knew what they were doing when they got into these situations. It's not like they didn't want it and were coerced or somehow persuaded into it. Let's go to the phones. You take control of the airwaves. Aaron in Michigan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Yo, hey.
What's on your mind, Aaron? You got to sell it here. Sell it. Make people want to tune in.
All right, well, I'm here to change the topic, because this topic
change it
is
to what?
Ridiculous.
Change it to what?
Combustion.
Combustion?
I wanted to know from you guys, in your own opinion, and I don't know, from your listeners,
is...
Miserable cell. Coming back with Aaron. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta Synthetic Oil Treatments, Protecta Engine Treatment, Protecta Transmission Treatment, and Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano-B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USE-SFR-1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number 1, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
Gee, honey, those new sandals look great on you.
And look, they show off my new toenails, too.
New toenails? Well, what happened to the old ones?
Well, they're not really new, just clear and healthy looking. Remember how embarrassed I was? They were so discolored, really awful looking.
Well, they sure look clear now. Gosh, I wish I could wear sandals again. My toenails are a disaster. Look, this one looks white, and that one's thick and yellow.
Well, here's my secret. Non-X Nail Gel. It clears out yellowing keratin debris, the source of nail discoloration.
Ah, so that's it. I've got ugly keratin debris buildup under my nails.
And Nonex Nail Gel gets rid of it. Now, you'll need to use it every day, but clear nails are worth it.
You bet. You know, when we go to the beach this summer, my toenails are going to look just as good as yours do.
Thanks to Nonex Nail Gel.
Nonex Nail Gel. For clear, healthy-looking nails. Now at Walgreens, Rite Aid, Eckerd, Brooks, Long's, Duane Reade, and Walmart. In the foot care section.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free, and you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And man, would you join us online at freetalklive.com. Got all kinds of good stuff there, and it's all free. The updates, the archives, the bulletin board system, Shrine of Female Listeners, and more live streaming. You get it all on the house. If you want to support the show, though, if you want to voluntarily help us out, shop with us. We've got a partnership with Amazon.com. It is the world's largest internet retailer. They sell virtually anything that you can think of that might be sold at a department store. It's pretty much at Amazon and more. But don't go directly to their site. Enter through our site. Here's how you do it. You go to amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. And at that point, anything that you order, we get a percentage of. It's that simple. They're going to take the percentage for themselves otherwise, so you might as well have them send it to us. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com and shop with us. Let's go back to the phones, back to the fun, back to Aaron in Michigan. Aaron, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Now, Aaron, you said you wanted to talk about combustion. What's on your mind?
Yeah, but first of all, I just want to, that teacher-student thing, just that topic, completely silly. I thought
silly.
That's all I'm going to say about that topic, but segue into this combustion thing.
Okay.
Okay, the question is combustion necessary to our way of life as Americans?
Absolutely. Combustion, like blowing things up, setting things on fire?
No. Supposedly. I mean,
sounds like you've been combusting a few things.
Burning, through burning, like, the fuels in, like, the...
Yeah, combustible engines are absolutely necessary.
Combustion engine, yes. I see. I thought he was talking about this kind of combustion. Go ahead, Aaron, what?
Ha, ha, ha,
ha, yeah. Gotcha. All right, go ahead.
Whatever way you will, but I'm, I don't know.
Getting combustion?
I'm just keeping it real here. That's the question. And
well, what was your point about combustion? Do you think it is necessary or not?
Well, I don't know.
Well, I think without the combustion engine, it's pretty clear that there would be no power.
Yeah.
And we'd all be living in caves.
How would we get from point A to point B?
You bring up power. You bring up this power issue. Like, yes. Where would we get this power? And on top of it, like, where, like, how would the things around us become, like, paid for and all that, like, through our combustion?
Wow, dude.
I don't think you need combustion engines to necessarily pay for things.
Well, no. In our current ways.
How would you suggest without the combustion engine, how would you suggest getting from, say, Florida to New Hampshire? How would you suggest that?
Horses? Magnetic wheels.
Magnetic wheels.
Well, Aaron, you know what? If you can come up with it and you can make it happen in the real world, in the marketplace.
I can give you guys the website.
People. Well, no, you can post it on our bulletin board system at freetalklive.com. But if it's really affordable, if it's a legitimate idea, people will buy it and they'll replace their combustion engine. So
okay,
good luck with your project.
It's an idea, but I'm only asking it for the listeners and you guys, just as a topic, really.
There you go. Aaron, thanks for the call. We appreciate you bringing that up. Yeah. 800-259-9231. Now, I think that's a silly topic.
What, combustion?
That is a silly topic. Based on how he was speaking, I hope he doesn't get combusted by the cops later on.
The thing about these, magnetic trains is what I'm familiar with, run on magnet
gloves.
If they are affordable and people want them, if they fulfill a demand, then people will demand that supply.
Some people, in search of a profit, will start building them. And
there are a lot more alternative fuel-type vehicles coming out, and I think that you will see solar-powered stuff and wind-powered stuff.
And there is a demand
future
for that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So get on it, Aaron. And we'll keep driving our cars in the meantime. 800-259-9231. Jeanette wants to talk about Ms. LaFave. We're coming back with Hour 3.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.